Just a moment ago, the Palestinian representative told you the most popular recent lie of the past 24 hours. The false report that the IDF targeted a hospital in Gaza allegedly caused the death of hundreds. This outrageous fake news spread very fast.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The tragedy of living under Israel's oppression for 75 years is that we tend to date our history with Israeli massacres. We know them all, from the 1940s until now, from Deir Yassin until Al Ahli Hospital. But one particularly stands out. In 2009, when Israel bombed Al Fakhura UN school in Gaza and killed 40 Palestinians. Israel killed 40 Palestinians. Israel denied. Israel falsified. Israel fabricated. Israel spread lies. And when the UN investigated, the UN said, and I quote, "The credibility of Israel's position is damaged by the series of inconsistencies and factual inaccuracies." Also in 2009, Israel bombed Al-Quds Hospital with white phosphorus, and the UN investigated and said, "There are reasonable grounds to believe that the hospital was the object of a direct attack by Israeli armed forces." In May 2021, Israel assassinated Palestinian journalist Shirin Abu Akleh and spent 4 months lying, fabricating, spreading lies, denying, until its army representative went on CNN and admitted to the whole world that they killed Shirin Abu Akleh. It's not surprising that the delegate of a state whose officials are calling us human animals and the children of darkness, or with his own words just now, evil, are falsifying and denying the crimes that they are committing. It's a state-sponsored deception, state-sponsored manipulation, state-sponsored lies. And perhaps there is nothing that encapsulates Israel's credibility or lack thereof more than this article that is published by The Onion, titled, let me just read it. "It was you, the reader, who blew up the hospital. It was you, the reader, who blew up the hospital. We know our history. The world knows our murderers. Not enough lies, not enough PR, not enough fabrications will ever hide Israel's crimes over the past 75 years. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, and I'm sorry that I'm taking the floor again. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm sorry that I'm taking the floor again. I just want to reiterate my words. Just because the Palestinian echoes their lies time and again, it doesn't make it true. This is disturbing example proves yet again that everything they said in this room must be taken suspiciously. Please, don't blindly follow their inflated numbers, their cheap manipulation, and their false propaganda."
Just very short reply. Our whole life is the evidence. Thank you.